Multivide Podcast, Episode 8. A few years ago, I woke up to the fact that there's more to life than what we've been told. Exploring a new spiritual path, I stumbled upon Multivide. This is where our story begins. You are invited as I share not only my own personal journey, but also talk with people just like you that have been working with Multivide. We have some amazing things to share, so please join us. Hey, what's up, you guys? Levi, the Multivite guy here. Welcome once again to the Multivite Life Podcast. All right, if you're noticing starting this show out a little bit different, not only with the beautiful scenery behind me, but also with a microphone, that's because starting March 2017, this show will also be available on iTunes, Stitcher, and all the major podcast directories. So if you're tuning in on YouTube or Facebook, whatnot, big thumbs up. Thank you. If you'd like to listen to this on the go, starting March, you'll be able to. All right, now, real quick, I want to give an overview of kind of what all has been going on for this episode and why it took me so long to get this thing put together. Now, if you remember last time, I spoke about I was gearing up for a trip to Black Mountain, North Carolina, road trip. And it was about a 6-hour drive each way for me. And this was something very, very special. And, you know, truly is an honor and a privilege to be able to share this footage that I've got here today with you guys, because I got special permission from not only the Gore family at the Light Center, Black Mountain, North Carolina, to share, you know, a real quick walkthrough to share some of the beautiful, you know, the beautiful scenery they have, not only inside, but also they have some walking paths, kind of like this. But also the two ladies, two lovely and very talented ladies that hosted the event, the Star Elder Multivite Channeling Ceremony. Now, if you're wondering, what is that? If you stumbled upon this for the first time, channeling, more or less, from my understanding, is where someone actually kind of tunes in to a channel, more or less, and is able to go into like a meditative or like a trance-like state and kind of, in some ways, step aside and be able to translate higher beings or higher entities or their higher self. And supposedly, we all have this gift to be able to channel our higher selves. But anyways, the two ladies that put this event on were incredibly talented. They're incredibly talented. And again, I want to try and make this as brief as possible to kind of get into it, because today's episode is probably going to be running about 20, 25 minutes long. Excuse me. And so Sarah Thomas, she is a stone medicine person, I guess, healer. She has a Clarity Stone Medicine in North Carolina. And also the other lady, Katie Morgan, she is a channeler. She's a earth worker healer. And these two ladies did an incredible job at just holding space and making this event one that I would imagine all of us that were there, something we'll never forget. And indeed, I had some experiences that I honestly can't explain. And I'll get into that here in just a little bit, but real quick, again, I just wanted to kind of give this a very brief overview. And again, it's truly an honor and a privilege to be able to share all of this footage with you, because of, again, I got special permission from the Gore family to do a quick walkthrough at the Light Center, and also got some footage while exploring some of the grounds. They have some walking paths, again, kind of like this. And it's just a beautiful place. It truly is a spiritual, magical place in many ways. Because the two ladies, Sarah described, she said that when this many people come together at this time, in one place, it more or less opens up a it opens up a kind of like a portal, more or less. And everyone at the ceremony, well, there are about 40 of us total, and everyone brought some Moldavite, and we put it down on the altar there. And she described that all of the Moldavite would more or less kind of hold a charge if we, for 3 days and three nights, were able to just basically meditate and hold this golden ball of light, which indeed I did. Again, before I get too far off track, I'll talk about that in maybe the next episode. But anyways, back to this episode. Again, before I get too far off track, I had several experiences that I cannot explain. And so I guess I'll just go ahead and let the footage roll and you guys can kind of see for yourself. Oh, okay, the video portion for today, again, is running so long, I decided to make two editions of this. So if you're listening to this, you don't have to worry about it. Just listen. I'm going to attach a portion of the recording during the channeling, where Katie Morgan actually channeled the star elders, the star beings, and she spoke about, or they spoke about, Moldavite. I'm not going to share that here in the video because, again, this is going to run about 25 minutes long. But if you would like to hear that, please go to the website, moldavitelife.com, and you can download the audio version there. Or if you're catching this after March 2017, you can listen to it on iTunes. You don't have to worry about anything there. Just keep on listening. I'll attach that at the very end. So, without further ado, roll that beautiful footage. All right, here we are at Black Mountain, North Carolina, at the Light Center. And again, we got special permission from the Gore family to get to show you some video inside the Light Center. And as you can see, we're here at inside the lobby. It's a painting of the Light Center, and they have a number of beautiful paintings here. As you'll see here in a little bit, this is another beautiful painting inside the lobby. Several artists made these, and this here is the it's a light room that you can actually bathe in light. They offer free 40-minute sessions for anyone that would like to, you know, come and experience this. This is truly is a treat. Now, this, you sit down here in the chairs, and they play music. They have several choices of music you can listen to. And as you'll see, the colors will start to cycle here in a minute, but they don't actually cycle this fast during the session. Now, this is, again, you see the colors beginning to change. This room, again, bathes you in light, and each color corresponds to the major chakras. And they say this is tremendously helpful for anyone that has seasonal affective disorder. And for those of you guys who don't know, seasonal affective disorder is something that people in parts of the world that don't get enough sunlight or just not enough sun will get depressed and it'll cause some issues. So this is tremendous for helping with something like that. You see the green going to blue. Matter of fact, okay, blue. Blue corresponds with the throat chakra. And while I was here, I had a full body discomfort once got to blue. I was more or less just sitting here relaxing. And afterwards, I spoke to the gentleman about it. And he mentioned, he said that it's probably a good thing. Because he asked, did I feel it somewhere like in the throat? I said, no, not necessarily. You know, like if I felt it only in the throat, that might be an indication of possibly issues with a thyroid or something like that. But he says, you know, being that it was a full body discomfort, that it was probably kind of an affirmation, which kind of makes sense because I've got a podcast here. So I'm going to take that as two thumbs up. So anyways, I was fortunate enough to be the only one in here at the time. And so I put all of my Moldavite down the floor there, and several crystals. I also had a rose quartz crystal ball, and I more or less just relaxed and enjoyed the wonderful color bath. Again, I strongly suggest you try that out if you ever go there. So, all right, here we are back at the gift shop. They have just some incredible artwork out here on the walls, just beautiful. And you can see they have a number of books for sale. Again, more beautiful artwork. They have cards and a number of things. So this here is the spiral staircase leading up to the domes. You'll see in just a second. I thought this was a beautiful geometric staircase. All right, so here we are at the very top of the light center, the dome part, and this is the acoustics in this room is just incredible. As you can see, it's geometrically designed with the windows to allow the light to come in. As you see, right here at the very center, there's a globe, and that's one of the things that they try to do, is to try to, you know, bring in light and, you know, positivity, positive vibes for the world, to focus and try to help to heal the world. Okay, here we are back outside. As you can see, the dome from the outside. So again, this is a kind of a... okay, here we are outside looking at one of the walking paths. They have several walking paths you can go and explore. This one here is the pond. Now, as we walk down to the pond, and I'm going to show you some footage here, video. I'm going to talk about the ceremony, and then we'll go ahead and get into the interview with Katie Morgan and Sarah Thomas. So, Katie Morgan, she is a healer, channeler, and earth worker. Sarah Thomas is a stone medicine person and acupuncturist. Say that three times fast. All right, and the two lovely ladies, really did an incredible job with the ceremony, the Moldavite channeling ceremony, the Star Elder Moldavite channeling ceremony. And while Katie was channeling the star beings, a collective of star beings, I saw a globe, just a split second of a globe out of the corner of my eye, my left eye. And the thing is, the globe itself was too big to be kind of a flicker off of an eyelash, and at the same time, it was too quick. It was just long enough for me to think, okay, something's there, but I couldn't focus and see exactly what it was. So that was one experience. I had a couple other experiences. This is a lot kind of happened here that I really can't explain. And again, this is coming from a guy that this is, you know, a fairly new walk for me, but I'm just totally trying to embrace as much as I can with an open mind, and just again, this weekend was an experience I will never forget. All right, so while the ceremony was going on here, they were doing a sound bath, and the sound bath, they had this huge gong. Was probably like 2.5, maybe 3 foot in diameter. Huge, massive gong. And so they were playing this gong, and it was just incredible, because it wasn't like bong, bong, bong. There was art. And it was a very gentle raising up of the energy and then lowering, you know, it was a single instrument, but it was really played quite exquisitely, honestly. And so while the sound bath was going on, we were more or less opening our hearts and meditating. We were really kind of getting into it, and at some point I remember Sarah mentioned that we had attracted the attention of some spacecrafts from surrounding areas in the mountains. And that's one thing that Black Mountain, North Carolina is actually known for, is UFOs and everything. So I was there, I was just laying down there, more or less. We were all kind of in our own little worlds. I was just laying there, I had my eyes closed, and I was just trying to be observant. I was trying to just experience whatever was going on. And at one point, I remember thinking, okay, I don't necessarily feel anything, but I mentally said, okay, well, if you're up there, please work on my light body. Please, you know, you have permission. Please do what you can to help. And at that, you know, split second, I felt like a full body, you know, and it was an emotional release from my heart. And I can only explain it as that. But there's truly something, you know, there were several things that happened at this event that I cannot explain. And it was incredible. All right, so here we are. Without further ado, the interview with Katie Morgan and Sarah Thomas.
Okay, so we are here at the Light Center at Black Mountain, North Carolina. And would you like to introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I am Katie Morgan, and I'm a healer and a channel and an earth worker.
My name is Sarah Thomas, and I am still a medicine person.
That's awesome.
And an acupuncturist.
Very cool. Now, I stumbled upon this this ceremony through an Instagram feed. Mm-hmm. And ironically, the mold light thing is just kind of something's taken me by storm. So could you explain a little bit, in your own words, what you kind of know about Moldavite, just a little bit, or from your experiences, or kind of what led to this?
Sure. What led to this? What led to this was absolute guidance. This did not come from my brain, so full-on guidance to work with Moldavite and anchor the Christ consciousness with Moldavite here at this event tonight. So this really was not from me, although I do teach about Moldavite in classes, and, you know, everything that I would say about Moldavite, I think that you could look up online at this point. There's so much information out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just generally a stone of pretty rapid transformation, so tonight's event, channeled by Sarah, was to bring us together in a group format to emphasize that transformational consciousness and really to activate it here in this amazing space.
It was incredible. Of course, it was kind of my own little world, but I could hear people were having their own experiences and feeling things. And,
That's what it was about, experience, because it's time to really, I feel like, stop conceptualizing the stones and abstracting them and really begin to feel and experience and have direct contact.
That's exactly what working with crystals and the new earth is all about. I mean, it's not about memorizing their metaphysical, like, trajectory, but really letting them speak to you independently and individually.
Cool. Okay, so quick rundown about how this ceremony went. It started off, you had channeled some star beings. Could you maybe talk a little bit about your gift as a channeler and kind of incorporate that with what you've done tonight?
It kind of called me, like I think a lot of things that we're destined to do on the planet. And I began channeling a few years back, and it kind of has taken on a life of its own where I've channeled many different beings now, and the Star Elders is a collective consciousness that we channeled tonight for part of the ceremony and activation. And they're here just to remind us of our collective shared place as stewards of creation and manifestation. So it's a gift and an honor to be a vessel.
That's cool. Very cool. Sarah, could you, I guess, explain or talk a little bit about, you know, in between, after the channeling, songs were played and you kind of, you had some guidance as to some things that are, were going on. Could you talk a little bit about that? Or?
Yes, so we used a sound bath. So while Katie was channeling, I was doing everything that I could to anchor golden light, this golden ray, into the Moldavite itself, which everybody put their Moldavite on the altar. So there was a big altar of Moldavite, which you might see a picture of. And then during the sound bath activation, we go through different songs, and a lot of it's around opening the heart. And then my kind of job as like a ringleader of ceremony space is to feel and sense kind of what's going on in the room. So one of the things that happened here tonight is that we got some higher dimensional beings. We got some spaceships around the space. So you can feel spaceship just by frequency. And they came in, guess when they come in? This is like all beings. They came in when our hearts got really open.
Mm-hmm.
And then our hearts were so open that a lot of our actual family members who weren't here, especially the four-leggeds, were all kind of pushing to come in. So at one point, our dogs and cats all wanted to come into the space, so we just invoked their presence into the room, so there were all these wagging tails.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's... the thing is, with ceremonies like these, which are so aligned to this new higher dimensional energy, it's sometimes interesting to envision how we can communicate with all these different beings, but what's really occurring is that we are connecting in with the piece of ourselves that's mirrored in everything. And it's less about needing to logically understand why things work, but more to just feel and experience the activation and know that it's doing what it needs to be doing in order to align you and anchor you into the higher frequency.
That's very cool.
Divine feminine, anchoring Christ consciousness, always about like just facing the mystery and not knowing what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going to happen when we come into the events, and then we don't know what's going to happen when we are in the ceremony space.
Yeah.
But that's what the feminine knows how to do, is face the mystery.
And notice that, I was, you know, quick observation, only myself and one other gentleman were here, it was mostly women, and it seems like this, for the higher consciousness coming, that seems to be the case across the board. You know, I've been to a few other events, and yeah.
And I don't necessarily think it'll always be that way. I mean, certainly there is a place for the divine masculine to be anchored into alignment with this work too. It's just that I think at the present moment, the divine feminine consciousness needs a voice in such a big and profound way that this is what tends to be activated and attracted to events like this.
It's shifting,
in order
yes.
to shift the consciousness and to shift the paradigm.
Yes, and if I was a man looking for love, I would come to events like this.
Because you were like 40 to 1 maybe.
Yeah. I'm very grateful for that. Yes.
Yeah.
No problems there.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you had mentioned that we had attracted the attention of some starships spaceships that were in the surrounding mountains here. For those, honestly, I'm one of them. For those of us that are still transitioning to completely accept all this, how can you, help to explain a little bit, like, your gift, how you're able to tune into that?
It's such a good question, and what happens is it just comes into my awareness. The only difference between me and someone else is that I trust what comes into my awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And other people are feeling that too, except a lot of times they're saying, like, that was just a fleeting thought.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both of y'all did a wonderful job. I mean, so you'd mentioned going around and kind of keeping the space. I'd heard the breathing and keeping, I kind of got a sense that that's what was happening because you were orchestrating very well. Mm-hmm. Excellent.
The music was so good. It's all about the music.
Yeah.
Well, it's all about sound, because that's all that everything is.
It's all about love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love
Very
and sound.
Cool. Very cool. You ladies did an excellent job. You said you're thinking about doing another one, if you could, maybe a year from now?
I think once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Keep everybody up to date on that, because, you know, for people that came across, they're stumbling across this video, might not necessarily have been able to come out here but wanted to. This would be a good opportunity if they can maybe start thinking ahead, you know, you said possibly next November or something like that.
Yeah. And also watching out for, we'll do other stone medicine ceremony activation channeling. You know, we're all about communion with these beings, so we'll do other ones, not just Moldavite.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
You'll have to start another podcast. Ocean Jasper Life.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for tuning in, you guys. This is the Moldavite Life Podcast. If you like it, please share with a friend. And until next time, you guys have a good one.
As well as in physicality, for truly this location is quite powerful in the epigenetic vortex of creation. What this means is that there are many locations on planet Earth that are particularly resonant in alignment with the acupuncture points of Earth. And many of these are locations where multiple streams of energy, ley lines, and grid structures come together to create and facilitate a portal of dimensional energy that aligns humanity with the now moment in a more profound way. What this means is that because all of time and space is nothing more than one moment, ever recycled, ever changing, ever shifting, but nevertheless one moment, the snake eating its own tail, when one can hold an event, a ceremony, or an ascended intention in a location that is a portal of the now moment, you can facilitate and foster rapid transformational change across the entire planet instantly. So it is not only a gift for you to heal yourself on an epigenetic level, for this is one of the ways in which Moldavite works with humanity, but it is a gift for you to give this to the human race and to Earth itself. You are not only healing self, but the collective. And that is the ultimate goal when beings such as yourselves feel guided to gather at very specific places on the Earth grid, and particularly so when they create a cosmic portal. The Moldavite energy is a higher dimensional frequency that is a conscious, androgynous being. It does not have a charge in positivity, negativity, or any gender identification whatsoever. It is a consciousness of the new Earth, specifically. Because of this, humanity is moving towards, in understanding their truth as living libraries, that you are much more than gender identity. You are the higher level consciousness of the unified frequency base, which exists outside of and is ascended in form to the multidimensional aspect of your truth. This means that all of you, whether you understand yourself through the lens of gender identification or not, are a unified consciousness that exists outside of it. And Moldavite is here to usher in a new wave of energy that reminds humanity of the truth and empowerment that this can bring, instead of the separation that can come from attempting to identify yourself in one direction or the other, regardless of gender, even in terms of values that you place upon yourself, or labels that you place upon yourself. I am mother, I am father, I am healer, I am this, I am this, I am this. Moldavite helps to strip away the layers and to bring about a cosmic understanding of the unified consciousness that is you outside of the label. It is also a highly potent stone for transformation, and partially why it has been prized and valued for so long. Given the nature of its rarity, it is continually being sourced and shifted in the consciousness of the human race. And it is why, for many who encounter Moldavite in their reality, you are inclined
to gift it to others. It is a stone that does not necessarily stay for too long because it is destined to be shared with the higher elevated consciousness. And many find that one piece resonates for a particular period of time, only to gift it to another and have one gifted in return to you. It is constantly helping you to elevate and transform the outdated perceptions of who and what you understand as your identity. And even further, it is a stone particularly that will assist many of the new beings who have come to Earth, many of the younger generations, and specifically some of the babies that are being born on planet Earth at this time. It assists them in feeling comfortable and confident in their identity outside of the societal norm, because this is how humanity needs to evolve. The reason why you have remained separate for so long is because of the identities that you have held. Black, white, gay, straight, male, female, across the board, identities have been the origin point of suffering for humanity. You are so much more than how you identify yourself. You are everything. And Moldavite, though it has many, many different forms and functions of how it can work with the human consciousness, this is one of the major ways in which it can assist in the planetary shift into elevated frequency.